A ray of hope for hockey fans this week. Yesterday in Toronto came the first sign of progress in a labor fight between National Hockey League team owners and players, and maybe a chance to save some of the season. Sports writer Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal joins us, as he does most Fridays. Stefan, remind us of the reasons for the shutdown of the NHL.
Simple economics. The league claims it's lost $1.8 billion over the last decade. It says that salaries have far exceeded the increases in revenue during that time. And it wants a system like in basketball and football that includes a salary cap, something that would link the amount of revenue the league takes in to the amount that it spends on players. The players dispute the size of those losses. They've wanted to retain the current, essentially free market system, which lets owners decide how much they're willing to pay players. The sides couldn't reach a deal before the collective bargaining agreement expired in September, and the league locked out its players. They've been out for 86 days now.
But yesterday we saw some progress.
Yeah, the union made a very substantial proposal. It's 235 pages long, and you can read it on the union's website if you want. The big feature was that it offered to cut every player's salary by 24% for the duration of existing contracts. The union said that would save about $270 million next year and more than $500 million over 3 years. It also essentially would create a new level for player contracts going into new negotiations, theoretically keeping salaries down from where they are now. It was pretty shocking, frankly. This is a union that has opposed any significant concessions on salaries, and it was pretty shocking for sports generally. When have you ever seen players walk in and say, we'll take a quarter salary cut?
So what does the NHL have to say about this offer?
Well, Commissioner Gary Bettman came out and said that the league was pleased that the union had made some, had taken some action, had put something on the table, but he also cautioned that this is probably not in the long-term interests of the league. And the reason is that from an owner's perspective, this proposal is sort of like a Trojan horse. It offers a one-time rollback of player salaries, and that's certainly a big deal. It also proposed a tax on team payrolls above a certain level, which would also have an effect on controlling salary growth. But the free market system of the league would be unchanged, and history tells us that owners left to their own devices will ratchet up salaries if they're given a chance. So what you've got here is current players agreeing to take a hit, and judging from the reaction, a lot of them are not happy about that. But in the long term, there's nothing to stop salaries from growing quickly again.
And what about the season? How badly has hockey suffered during this shutdown?
Well, I'm not sensing a huge void here in the United States. There's certainly disappointment among diehards, and hockey fans are very, very loyal, especially in hockey towns. You've certainly seen some effects. A newspaper in Buffalo has been printing the results of a virtual season played by the Buffalo Sabres on a video game. And there's been economic impact around arenas, of course. But if this is resolved, you know, the NHL can argue we've got a more sensible structure and it'll welcome fans back. Maybe ticket prices, who knows, would even come down a little bit. The big effect, of course, has been in Canada, where the loss of hockey is a much more painful thing. Canadians have followed every blip in these negotiations. Press conferences from the owners and the players yesterday were televised live on Canadian television.
Perhaps they'll get some good news soon.
They meet again on Tuesday.
Stefan Fatsis covers sports and the business of sports for the Wall Street Journal. He joins us most Fridays. Thanks, Stefan.
Thanks, Michelle.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.